in the Great Lakes region, we are protective of our water. Concern has been expressed over low lake levels, the amount of water being used for fracking and diverting water to Waukesha, Wisconsin, but little is known about the loss of treated water in the region. According to a report by the Center for Neighborhood Technology, every day nearly 6 billion gallons of treated water is lost across America. Danielle Gallet is the Water Supply Program Manager at the Center for Neighborhood Technology and one of the report's authors. Danielle, welcome to Current State.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
6 billion gallons of water is a mind-bending amount of water. Can you give us some context for just exactly how much water that is?
Absolutely. And actually, it's 66.5 billion gallons of water per year. That could fill Willis Tower in Chicago about 16 times. It could put the city of Detroit under about 70 feet of water. But maybe the most revealing factoid about 66.5 billion gallons of water is that it could provide 1.9 million Americans with their potable water service needs for a year.
Okay, let's get our figures straight here. You're saying 66.5 billion gallons of water a year.
Yes, in the Great Lakes state.
That is
an estimate.
In the Great Lakes state, and that is an estimate. Why are we losing so much treated water?
It's a great question. One of the major components of that is that we have been enjoying an infrastructure system that was either put in about a century ago or post-World War II. And a lot of the infrastructure that's buried beneath our feet, kind of out of sight, out of mind, is coming to the end of its useful life and starting to crumble. So we are in what the water industry considers the replacement era of water service infrastructure. So we're starting to see water loss on the rise within these systems.
And has consumption at the same time gone up? What's happened there?
Well, luckily enough, the trends across the nation are that potable water use per capita is actually trending down.
Hmm.
And a lot of this is due to more efficient use of the water, as well as new and improved technologies for that. However, the loss in the systems is continuing to trend up.
And how do we monitor the infrastructure exactly? What monitoring process might we put into place?
So the International Water Association and the American Water Works Association have created a fairly robust water loss auditing process that currently exists and is considered a best practice in the industry. This methodology, they've actually created a free online software that is available to any utility, whether they are a member of these agencies or not, because they feel the importance of this is so crucial to the industry today. And so this type of monitoring would allow utilities to begin processing the amount of water that they send out into the distribution system, what the collection rate on the billed amount of water that was sent out is, and where the discrepancies between those two numbers are. And then when we do that, then we can start to look at, in the system, implementing leak detection programs, implementing metering inaccuracy detection, and a host of other suite of best practices that do exist in the industry. And this would help the utilities to better prioritize and understand the specifics of what kind of water loss type they're having in their system.
Is there buy-in among utilities in general for this online monitoring approach?
In general, those that know about it are generally supportive of it. However, one of the most interesting facts about water service is that we have over 54,000 water supply utilities operating in the United States today. And so word of mouth and getting this out to the industry and rolling out those trainings is what the challenge is. So this report is both to bring light and amplify the issue, but also to call for resources to be able to roll out education and awareness to all these utilities in order to be able to ramp up on these best practices.
We're talking to Danielle Gallet, who is the Water Supply Program Manager at the Center for Neighborhood Technology, about all of the water that she finds is being lost among water that is being retreated across America. Are we literally talking leaky pipes here? Is it largely no more complicated than that, or is it?
It's a bit more complicated than that, unfortunately. There are two types of water loss when we're talking about water loss in a system. The first one is real losses in water systems, and that's the one that you're touching on as far as pipeline leakages, water main leaks and breaks, actual leakage in the system. The second type of water loss is what's referred to as apparent loss, which is incurred on the metering and accuracy side of things. So for, say, a meter that maybe hasn't been upgraded recently within the past 20 to 30 years, for every 2 gallons that pass the meter, only 1 gallon is red. And so we're not actually accounting for the full amount of water passing into the system. Both of these have an impact to the utility as well as the society.
What does fixing the leaks, the actual leaks, what does that look like?
So actual leaks, it could be from anything as invasive as having to tear up roads and replace pipe to going to new lining. Oftentimes, if it's a small leak, simply rejigging the pressure management of that area of the system can allow for that much less leakage to be happening, which sometimes is more economically viable for the situation.
How expensive are these fixes in general, though?
That's a great question. And unfortunately, because we don't have the robust data coming in on how much leakage is actually happening and actual leakage fixes happening out there in the industry, it's very hard to specify. It's very circumstantial to the utility, the scale of the municipality it's servicing. There's a number of different factors out there. But I will say it is not necessarily cheap if we're talking about tearing up roads and replacing pipes.
Now, since water and energy are linked, Danielle, how would the changes in water infrastructure impact energy costs?
Oh, absolutely. This is a great question. So, as you've kind of alluded to, the relationship between water and energy is very profound. It takes an amazing amount of water to produce energy, and it takes an amazing amount of energy to produce water, potable water, to us. It's estimated that about 75% of the cost of municipal water processing and distribution is electricity alone. So by reducing the leaks, we reduce water production costs as well as energy usage, which is what we all would like to see is more energy efficiency happening.
Proponents of greater investment in infrastructure point to benefits in the job market as well. Explain that, please.
Absolutely. Investments in water as well as other infrastructure are one of the best ways to create jobs. Dollar for dollar, infrastructure investments can create about 40% more jobs than across-the-board tax cuts and over 5 times more jobs than temporary business tax cuts. And it's interesting to note also that the U.S. Department of Commerce, their Bureau of Economic Analysis, estimates that for every job added in the water workforce, 3.68 jobs are added to the national economy.
Hmm. How interesting. Now, the report calls on the Great Lakes region to lead this effort in transforming water infrastructure and auditing. Why the Great Lakes region?
It's a great question. I would say that we're better to demonstrate good stewardship than here in the Great Lakes states, where we enjoy the world's largest available amount of fresh water. It's also interesting to note that this region is also an economic powerhouse in the country. 30% of the nation's gross domestic product is produced here, and 60% of all U.S. manufacturing is based here. So this region is really being positioned as a world water hub, given the amount of vast water resources that we enjoy. And robust practices in water loss control within these states would just further demonstrate this leadership of the region. And I would say as one who is someone who's enjoyed living by the Great Lakes my whole entire life and of other people that I know, we very much value this resource and hold it in high esteem. And what greater place to demonstrate leadership than right here.
Danielle Gallet is the Water Supply Program Manager at the Center for Neighborhood Technology. Their report is called The Case for Fixing the Leaks. This environmental segment of Current State is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. For more news on the Great Lakes environment, you can check out greatlakesecho.org. Danielle Gallet, good luck and thank you.
Thank you.